Good morning.
Good morning.
Hank gets it. Rod, thank you for that message. I feel like we're sure blessed here with a wonderful church body. And we have lots of parts that come together, and we're definitely blessed. So this is our time for praises and prayer requests, but first I'd like to recognize any first-time visitors or guests that we have that wouldn't mind. Just raise your hand where you are and let us know. None? All right. I'd like to start with a couple of prayer requests, if you don't mind, for James, first off, and speedy recovery for him. He feels better soon. And for my oldest daughter, Josie, she's battling some injury right now, and on the sidelines she has an MRI. She had x-rays last week on her shoulder and her knee. And she has MRI tomorrow to see if her UCL is torn, whether or not she requires some Tommy John treatment or not. So just prayers that that's not torn. She's on the sidelines, and it's so mentally and physically both, it's hard on her because she's never been on the sidelines since she was four. So she's 20 now, and it's a struggle. So just prayers that's not torn, and we'll carry on. So, and we have... And forgive me, I left my readers in my Bible cover. So Joe Rosser asked for prayers for Charles Bilby. Charles having chest pains and will have a heart cath this week. So be in prayer for Charles, please. And continued healing for Joe, I'm sure, that he's recovering. Anybody on this side have a prayer request?
I'm Louise. I received a message yesterday from one of our members here that, oh my goodness, and I should have brought her, well, it's in my phone. Her message was that she had foot surgery and was here, I think, a week or so ago, wasn't it? Somebody remember her name. she has a home in Dallas as well. No, not Dallas. Tulsa as well. Diana, yes. Thank you, people. And she said she's doing better. But her friend, and his name is John. But anyway, you probably, if you know her and know who is it, yes, okay. And he is still not doing well, so it may be a while before she and he both are able to get back to Flint Ridge. But I told her I would put her on the prayer chain and tell you all who are here. To keep her in your prayers.
Thank you, Louise. Anybody else over here? Charla?
Yeah, I have a coworker. Her mother is having some severe problems with her kidneys. She's having trouble getting in to see the doctors. So if you guys could remember her, and I do not know what her name is, just put Valerie's mom.
Thank you.
My name is Kay. Let's pray for the events that are going on in Arizona today, celebration of life for Charlie Kirk, and I think there's going to be a large gathering for that. So we're praying for peace and security and that it'll be a safe place to be for those who want to attend. Also pray for our first responders, policemen, firemen, and the ambulance workers and our military. Time like this, we always need to pray for them, but a time like this, it's very important.
Thank you, Ms. Kay. You know, I was watching that this morning on Fox News. They already had a massive crowd outside that waiting to get in there. And I know that was a tragedy, but that has sparked more awareness, it seems like, about our Lord Jesus and how Charlie lived his life, and people that normally didn't think about it have researched him. And there's a kind of a revival that's come about through that tragedy. So God has a plan, and I'm thankful for the eyes that have been opened the way he lived his life and his testimony through that.
So. Yeah, hello, I'm Lloyd. My wife and I just found out last night that my daughter got injured 3 days ago, and they didn't let us know till last night because they didn't know how bad she was hurt. But she fell 3 foot face first onto concrete, and it messed her jaw up to where she can't open and close her mouth like she needs to, and she's bruised up everywhere. So anyway, she just wanted us to include her in the prayer so that she can recover as quickly as possible.
For sure. Thank you.
Her name is Lori.
Hi, my name's Debbie, and I heard from Joe yesterday, and he said to tell everybody hi, and then he misses us, and that him and Beth has not found a church that is like ours, and that he really misses it, and that just to keep him in prayers and things, because he had a heart attack the other day and things, so just keep him in prayers, and I have an unspoken prayer. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Charles and Beverly Frazier, some of you probably don't know them, but they lived here at Flint Ridge and attended here regularly until, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I can't remember exactly. They went to Oregon, and then they came back to Pryor. And while they were living in Pryor, they actually came and tried to attend here several weeks, but it was getting more and more difficult. Their son, Alan, called yesterday and said that Beverly is now on hospice and not expected to live for very long. So you might remember the family in prayer, if you would, please.
Anybody on this side? Right up here, Walter.
Hello, I'm Eden. My cousin Mordecai, her mother survived a stroke. I don't know, not stroke, sorry, heart attack. I don't know how long ago, but she was in the hospital for a while, and I would love it if you would pray for her mother to come home, hopefully soon today.
Sure. Prayers for Mordecai's mom. Anybody else? Yeah, Ken.
Hi, I won't be here next Sunday because Thursday I'm driving up to Minnesota, and I'll be there through the weekend and coming back on Monday, so just prayers for travel.
Sure. All right, if there's not any others, we'll have our prayer song. Take it away, Nance.
Again, and we are so very thankful for the opportunities that you give us to meet together this morning and other times, Lord. And we do thank you for the message that Rod brought that includes all of us in that message, Lord, that we'll serve you. And we just pray that that will draw us closer to you and let us be more willing to stand up for you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our visitors that are here this morning, and just pray that they receive a blessing from the time that they're here with us. And I know we receive a blessing when someone that we haven't been acquainted with comes in our doors, Lord, and we thank you for that. Also, want to lift up James this morning as he's not feeling well and just ask that you would be with him. Help him to recover quickly and just be with him and watch over him. Josie with a shoulder injury and the knee injury that she's experiencing right now, we just ask that through the MRI this coming week that would have good results, and just pray that you'd be with her and help her to know that all of this takes time and she needs not to worry about it, knowing that God's got the plan, Lord. So please just be with Josie. We want to lift up Charles Bilby as he's had chest pains, and this coming week we'll have a heart cath. We pray that all will go well through the heart cath and that everything will be fine there. And also we just want to continue to lift up Joe Rosser recovering from his heart issues, Lord, and be with Beth also. And give them the opportunity to find a church that will be welcoming and stand for what Joe and Beth know the Lord would have them to do. So we just pray for them, Lord. And we want to pray for Diane this morning after her foot surgery, and she's getting better all the time, and that we would just be with her friend Steve, who's not been doing too well lately, that you would just be with the both of them and help them to recover. And for Charla's co-worker's mother, Valerie's mom, who's having a lot of trouble with her kidneys, that you would be with the doctors treating her, and if indeed it need to have a transplant, that would become available quickly, Lord. We ask now that as we have known all week long about Charlie Kirk and just the fact that they're planning a huge event in Arizona for the family and for friends, Lord, and we just ask that that would all go well, that it would be a peaceful gathering, and most of all, Lord, that as Charlie lived, it would be a gathering to lift up your name and to proclaim your glory, Lord, and we do thank you for that. We want to pray for our first responders, our policemen, our firefighters, Lord, and just ask that you would be with all of them, and also our military, Lord, that serve around the world to keep us free and able to worship as we please. We thank you for their service. We ask for Lloyd and Linda's daughter to be able to recover from her fall quickly and get back to feeling well, Lord, and just ask that you would be with her and watch over her. We want to lift up the unspoken prayer for Debbie, and we just ask that you would be with her, the different things that she's dealing with right now, and that you would just be with her and watch over her. And sad to hear about Beverly Fraser going on hospice care, Lord, and ask that you would especially be with Charles right now as they have depended on each other so long for the different health issues that they've had, Lord. And we just ask that you would be with them and come around them at this time and give them comfort. Want to lift up Mordecai's mother who had the heart attack, and we again just pray for the doctors who are treating her and that she would be able to recover quickly and get back to doing what she needs to do. Lord, for Ken as he travels next weekend to Minnesota, that you would just be with him and give him safe travel up there and to bring him back to us safely. And Lord, please lift, we want to lift up our nation and our leadership, Lord, as we had, do have so much going on here at home, and then Israel, Lord, and that part of the world over there that is in such turmoil, Lord. We just ask that you would be with those people and keep them strong in their faith in you, Lord. And we just ask that you would be with them and help the struggles that they are going through day to day to come to an end quickly, Lord. And know it's been going on, seem like forever, Lord, but we know you are overall and that you have a plan for that. So we just pray that you would continue to be with your people there and watch over them. Thank you again for the blessings of the day, and just ask that you would be with us as we continue on through Sunday school, and just watch over us and bless us. And we pray all these things in your name. Amen.